The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Yeah, Trish is off today, but she'll be here tomorrow.
I know you all are those people who tune in. And
those of you
who tune in, this is Linda. And I know I'm no substitute for Trish because she is really amazing. We miss her, but she'll be in tomorrow, like you said.
There you go. It's the 4th of August, an auspicious date. 7:05 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. A ratings, 4 out of 5 star ratings. They should be your hospital of choice. It's your health, it's your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam. Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun. Good morning.
Mm. Good morning.
Hi.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm very well rested.
Oh, you look rested.
Oh, you are?
Got a haircut. Yesterday. Got a complete buzz going on.
It's all the rage around here.
Oh, I love it.
What, his
haircut.
The buzz?
The haircut.
Yeah. Or just the haircut. Well, we're not used to seeing you.
That's true.
Well, when we met you, you had a certain style, and now you've got another style. And it's all good. Because you are the fantastic, ever-growing musician and as an artist to another artist, always change. Keep changing.
I will.
Okay, so the next haircut, let me go with you, and we can go down to Man's Last Stronghold.
I'll
show you
trip out.
The Marine Corps, we called it the horseshoe.
The high and tight?
Oh, no. See, it was almost shaved all the way up, and then you put your hand on the top of your head, and they cut around it. So it looks like a horseshoe, and it's short. And the top of your head is, I mean, it is.
You know, I don't think it looks like a horseshoe.
It's when you go outside. When you go outside. I'm going to show you a photo today. You tell me if it looks like a horseshoe. And there's nothing wrong. It was a badge of honor for us. But the first time, when the sun was hitting and the summer was coming, everybody would get the top of their head sunburned because there was no hair there. And so your head peel. I guess you're probably not up for that.
I'll think about it. I'll think about it.
All right.
Okay. All right. What's the weather look like?
Hey, 81 degrees currently, and I know that earlier when I was listening to the Sue McClain News Hour, by the way, hats off always, and applause to Sue, that she is just such an invaluable asset and person in our organization here at KCNR. So great job this morning. She was talking about cooling areas, and it made me think about, my elderly parents are driving up the valley tomorrow because it is Carl Bott's birthday tomorrow, everybody. So send him birthday, because it's always great to be acknowledged on your birthday. I'm just saying that out loud. But anyway, so when they're driving up tomorrow, I'm thinking maybe you should get here earlier than they anticipated.
Did you really just ask the audience to give me presents?
Nope. I didn't say that word did not come out of my mouth.
Okay, good.
Notes, no. Calls.
Oh.
I didn't say presents.
All right. Okay.
Maybe that was your...
No. I mean, I just wanted to make sure you didn't say that.
No. So okay. Focus on what I'm saying. Look at me.
I can't.
Okay, hot
you're
today
so
with
you're so beautiful. It just freezes 108 me. It freezes me in my sight. I can't talk.
Please.
My tongue just gets tangled.
Want to hear about the weather?
Yes.
Partly cloudy tonight with overnight lows of 73. Friday calls for 102. So as we go through this weekend, now we are cooling down a little bit. Friday night, mostly clear with the overnight lows of 69. Tomorrow, Saturday, calls for 100. Saturday, mostly clear with 70. Sunday, hot once again. Excuse me, with 103, and Monday, 101. There's your weekend forecast, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends in Anderson, where it's a locally owned business, still run by the family, which is a beautiful family, the Kinney family, that does so much for our community. That's Shasta Gas Propane, and their number is
365-3793.
I've only been saying it for how many years, so. Anyway, there you go.
Sometime.
Brought to you by the weather.
Brought to you by the weather?
Brought to you. The weather's brought to you by... Are you going to bust my chops all morning?
No. What I am going to say is the McKinney Fire is at 10% containment. It's only 58... I say only, but it's 58,000 acres, so it has not grown a lot in the last few days. And they had that huge storm up there that really helped, dumped a lot of rain. But unfortunately, because of the burn scars, and they're having flooding in those areas. So it's our thoughts are going out there to Siskiyou County. Now, I watched something on TV. Not TV. Somebody sent it to me, and it's on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Narcofornia.
Ooh.
And it talks about what's happened up in Siskiyou County. It's about a 29-minute documentary or news piece. I tell you what, I'm going to make sure I get that name right. And, in fact, Liam, see if you can look that up. It's Narcofornia, okay?
Does it mean like narcotics?
Yeah, like narcotics, you know.
Yeah, supreme right. to the... Yeah.
And but it's all about Siskiyou County and what's happening to Siskiyou County. And the, you know, I don't know how old it is, but it's not that old at all. Aaron Ryan, one of the... Of course, has a show here on our station from 12 to 2 on Sundays, and who works for Congressman Lamont.
And she's been with us since day one,
yeah,
by the way.
She has. And they have a, you know, their show I find very interesting because they have guests nationwide,
yes,
worldwide.
And internationally, yes.
But the thing about this is they, you know, the emphasis on what the police are trying to do, the sheriff's office is trying to do, and what narcotics people, you know, the anti- marijuana group is trying to do it's just they're overwhelmed, and then the impact it has on on the community there. The people that have lived there for 40 years, people have lived there, you know, their whole lives are
under
selling
siege.
Well, they're selling and they're moving because they are under siege. They're surrounded by pot farms. And then the tremendous impact it's having on the environment when they go, and then when they finally, you know, when they arrest people in the case, in this one case, there were Hmongs, and Hmong community up there is came over there strong several years ago. Land was cheap, and in many cases, not all cases, they started growing marijuana, illegal marijuana, and I mean, they asked the workers who spoke English, how much do they pay you? $100 a day. He says, I pay my rent. I pay for my kids for that. But at the same time, these guys, you know, that's nothing, you know, for the marijuana growers. But then the amount of pesticides, rodenticides, what they do to, you know, clear cutting, areas, things being dumped into the streams, and you know, they had this one spot right down in an area there that had killed off all the fish, and then they were finding skulls of like fork-horn deer, you know, very young deer, totally illegal to kill, but all types of different animal skeletons out there as they're going through this thing. One of the marijuana teams got shot, and because of the location and everything, it took like 3 hours to get him medevaced. He almost bled out. You know, so it's 30 minutes long, and it, you know, when you read it or when you watch it, it just kind of infuriates you. That, and if I got this right, it says they pick up 10 plants or 20 plants or 500 plants or 1,000 plants. It's all the same fine, $500. So that's nothing to the marijuana growers. It's a sobering, you don't think about, you hear about it, but until.
But it's not in your backyard.
It's not in your backyard. But watch this, because it's in Siskiyou County. 40,000.
Which is our neighbor.
Yeah, 40,000 residents in Siskiyou County.
Well, I know in Trinity County, years ago when I first arrived, in this, what brought me here to the Redding area is that I spent a lot of time in Weaverville, and that is where they have the Emerald Triangle. And there are people that live there, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but in the 90s it was, you know, don't tell or whatever, yeah. You know, don't tell or whatever, it's right over there, and It's happening, yeah, and you could tell when people were coming to town that were driving Range Rovers in their fancy clothes that they were like the drug lords of the gross.
But this was years ago, and, and the same thing with Siskiyou County. They knew some. There were some people growing some marijuana, but it had not become an industry like it has now. Mm-hmm. So, if you get a chance, have you found that?
I have, yeah.
And so what's it called?
The website is narcofornia.com. Okay. I put the link in the chat.
Okay.
Thank you.
And, you know, if you're sitting around today and you're thinking, just how bad is it? Watch this. It's bad. Ooh. It's bad. Okay, got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank has been in our town here for 15 years.
In our community. Because
that's
we're in Anderson and there's three locations.
That's right. It's all up here. It's in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. It's in Anderson at 2727 Ventura Street.
And right. They are in also
1845 California Street, right downtown here. And the main branch at 192 Hardinale Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Shasta County citizens advocating respect and the Sikh Cultural and Education Center, in partnership with the California Department of Public Health, are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, August 5th from 2 until 7 p.m. at All Saints Episcopal Church at 2150 Benton Drive in Reading. All brands of COVID-19 vaccines and boosters will be available for kids and adults. Kids must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards to vaccine recipients. No appointment needed. There will also be a team of medical professionals and multilingual interpreters on hand at this free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, August 5th from 2 until 7 p.m. at All Saints Episcopal Church at 2150 Benton Drive in Reading.
Axiom Children's Theater invites you to journey under the sea with Ariel and her aquatic friends in Disney's The Little Mermaid Jr. Adapted from Disney's Broadway production and motion picture featuring the enormously popular Academy Award-winning music and lyrics. Don't miss The Little Mermaid Jr., July 28th through the 30th at Axiom Repertory Theater, 2613 Bocelli Lane in Reading. Get your tickets now at the box office or online at axreftheater.com.
Years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BNT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary. 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Hey, you know what? Wham!
You know Ted Lasso.
What a great tune.
Wait a minute. You know Ted Lasso, right?
Well,
of course you do.
Of course I know Ted.
He's, you know,
Ted and Lisa.
That's right. One of my dearest friends.
Yes.
Right. Ted loves Wham.
Does he?
And who was the lead singer?
George Michael.
George Michael. Yes.
Gorgeous
so
voice.
There's only one copy left of that record. And he said that, you know, that he has. And he said, you know, and when we talk to people about going out in your garage, you hear someone out in your garage, you can go out there and you know, they want to take your bicycle. I mean, do you really want to shoot somebody over a bicycle?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the answer is no. And, you know, he's very strong, but, you know, you don't kill somebody over a piece of sporting good equipment mm-hmm. or anything like that. And I said, what about your last copy of Wham? And he had to think about it. He goes, well, I would maybe pummel him a little bit.
Yeah, totally. I keep your hands off my Wham.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so a couple things I wanted to talk about. First of all, this portion of the show is brought to you by one of my favorite places. I have to go get my rings re-dipped and all that other stuff. I'm going to take them over to, of course, my favorite place, Four Winds Jewelry, located on Hilltop Drive for all your jewelry needs and the only in-store full-service jewelry store in Reading. So I want to make sure that my batteries and everything are updated in my watches. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Now, before we took a break, we were talking about the drug situation and this documentary on...
That's in the chat room. The link's in
yeah.
the chat room.
All right. And so in the news today, closing arguments, and this is what I want to just discuss if you give me a few minutes here. Closing arguments are expected today in WNBA star Brittany Griner's drug smuggling trial, which is underlined in Russia, underlined amid concerns that she's being used as a political pawn in the country's war on Ukraine. The two-time U.S. Olympic basketball gold medalist has been in detention for 6 months and is being accused by Russian prosecutors for trying to smuggle less than 1 gram of cannabis oil in her luggage.
Yeah, she did.
All right, so faces up to 10 years in prison.
Yeah.
Here's what I have to say about that. That's ridiculous, A, but on the other hand, you are going into a communist country. Anybody, listen to me clearly. You do not go into Africa, you do not go into China, you do not go into third world countries bringing anything that could possibly be of an illegal substance in their country and think that you are above it for this very reason. Remember the guy who was caned and came back? He was caned because he ripped a poster off and then he came back brain damaged. There
yeah.
was one that came back brain damaged. If it's the same yeah. guy or what? For ripping,
and so then he died.
You cannot think that if you go to Mexico, you could be the one that gets the bad drug, that gets killed. I mean, I have a cousin whose son went to Mexico and was murdered in the drug whatever he did down there, and they never found his body. So the parents never got a chance to bury their son.
Well,
that's a trauma you never want anybody to go through.
No, but then again, this was she's a millionaire,
and
probably several times over. She knew the rules. She took it in there. She said, for whatever reason, and so they arrested her for it. And we must not forget that she exercised her American rights, her constitutional rights under the First Amendment to kneel for the, you know, for the anthem of the United States when it was playing. Oh, I refuse this, you know, this country is blah, blah, blah. And now she's in a country because she was getting paid to play basketball in Russia. She broke the law. They arrested her. I'm sure she's not in a gulag anywhere, but they arrested her. And I can't help but think, is if she came into our country with that, nobody'd say anything. And if she was arrested, she'd have a chance for bail. See, and I hope that the next time that the national anthem is played that she thinks about the difference between being in a country that has no rights and a wonderful country like the United States.
Probably won't, because it's already deep in her belief system about, you know, but let's face, I think that the whole thing is, she is being used, in my opinion. She is being used as a political pawn. They're ticked. They found somebody who was a star player. She had some oil, some cannabis oil probably for her muscles. People everywhere I know are using it. As a matter of fact, somebody was talking to me about, a dear friend of mine was talking about how, she has a couple places she goes, she gets some cream for her father. And when she goes in there, there's a bunch of people that are senior citizens that are in there getting an alternative thing rather than taking an internal drug, an alternative topical something for their arthritis or what, a remedy. So so it's legal here, and she could have simply forgot.
It doesn't make any difference. Oh, I simply forgot I can't bring the gun onto a plane. You know? The fact is that here's my point is this. Maybe she did forget. You know, so what? But the fact is that she was in a country that this was illegal. And it has clearly delineated the differences between Russia, a communist totalitarian government, and the United States.
Well, I can
Now, the thing is they can't, you know, they're offering, it looks like there's different offers, there's different things. Mm-hmm. But one of the worst bad guys that we've ever captured is on the chopping block to be traded mm-hmm. for her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's another American that you're not hearing anything about that's in there, a former Marine that was arrested for, quote, spying, he's been there longer than she has. So, you know, maybe it'll be a twofer. And, I mean, this thing about, okay, we arrest somebody from their side, you know, after they've arrested somebody from our side, then we trade them on the bridge, right? You know, like the movie. But still, the thing is, you refuse to stand for for the national anthem because of how horrible our country is, and then really find out how horrible really life is outside the
United States. All right, so here's my point. Bottom line, follow the laws of the country you are entering. Study them. Follow them.
Don't cross that border.
I will tell you that, you know, I recall very clearly when I used to live in Hong Kong, perform in Hong Kong, and I go over the Chinese border, and, you know, barbed wire, green hats, red stars, guns.
You were serious.
Guns, like, right there, like you're walking through the border with these guys with guns. Do not think you are above their laws.
Now, see, and then
you're not.
And then you come to our country. And anybody can come to our country, it appears. You just walk across the border.
Mm-hmm.
But they know that they can't come across the border legally. They don't care. And you know why they don't care? They know that once they make it across the border, across that water, or across a ditch, or around a wall that hadn't been completed yet, they're going to be taken care of. Yes, they're going to get flights, they're going to get medical care, they're going to have all these things. They're going to be going into sanctuary cities. There's a law they are breaking that Joe Biden is an accessory. He's an accessory to it. They're breaking because they don't care.
Well,
just don't care.
Part of the administration, so you can single people out because they're supposedly the leader. And finally, before we take our break, the saga continues today. I hope to tell you that when our insurance comes out and our air conditioning situation, it's not that our air conditioning unit isn't working, but, you know, we hope to rectify the situation with the drainage of condensation, and hopefully that'll happen today. But you know what happens when these things, as we all know, I guess we're blessed, but at the same time, there's like a 4-hour window and a 6-hour window, and you're just hoping they show up. You're really at the mercy of.
Well, that's hope.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. I'm heading down there today.
Yes, so am I.
I am going to go down and get my car, or get my truck thoroughly washed and waxed, and then have a very nice person when we come out of the other end with clean towels,
yes,
wipe it down, smiling.
They have a great staff.
Oh, they do. And you know what? And it's a great car wash. It's quick and clean. That's what happens. It's on the corner of Market and Rico Way, right down the street from us. Next to the Taco Bell there. I mean, it's great. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. Or you buy 10 and you get 3 free. Only at Quick and Clean Car Wash. We'll be right back.
Looking out a dirty old window, down below the cars in the city go rushing by. I sit here alone and I wonder why.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Shafter Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shafter Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shafter Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shafter Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome to this Thursday morning edition. This is Linda Bott sitting in for Trish Clark.
That's right. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Minuteman Press. If you need something printed like business cards, invitations, shirts, See what else. We got a new new pop-up tent.
Ooh, I'm excited
all of
about
it. Do yourself a favor and call Steve Clark over at Minuteman Press at 530-221-0400. They have done a bunch of stuff for us at the station, and they've always done a great job for us. It's local. Don't call it, you know, don't go online. Call Minuteman Press, located on Innsbruck Drive, again, 530-221-0400.
Well, what I was going to just say there is that, you know, it's so nice to be able to go out, and if we have to do a live remote or something, to look like we run with the big dogs, and we have, like, a tent and a cover and everything that looks has our
something
logo on it.
Just our shirt on it.
Yeah.
And then we lay on the table.
You put a tablecloth across it that looks like we just picked up our picnic tablecloth.
Hey,
well, it works.
But you know what?
It's just
fun.
It's
the quality.
Yeah, and they've done the work, so we're really happy with that.
Of what we do.
Yeah.
That really counts.
I know, exactly.
I mean, you can look fabulous.
Yeah.
But if the content's not there... And
that's right, no substance. 81 okay. degrees in the downtown studios. Hot today, folks, 108. I know yesterday was really up there as well. It's sucking in right now. But our overnight lows are 73, and if you're looking at what's going to be happening throughout the rest of the weekend, 102 on Friday, 100 on Saturday, and 103 on Sunday. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Just an update on the weather that we are going to be experiencing this weekend.
Okay, we're here with Susan Wilson.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hey, Susan, nice to see you. Jeanette Logue. May I introduce Jeanette Logue?
Yeah, Jeanette, you've been on our show before.
Good to see you again. Various things.
Yeah. Okay, and we're talking about a vaccination clinic for COVID.
We are.
Now, before we start, last year was, you know, that was supposedly the height of COVID, you know. Then we were getting, you know, all the vaccinations. It's going to end it all. And blah, blah, blah.
It didn't.
Of course not. And anybody should know that. But now with this, it seems like it has as many people, if not, no, there's more people with COVID now than it was at the height of the season last year. And we truly know more people.
Uh-huh.
And some of them, like my family, had all three of their shots. All of that came down hard with it. People in our neighborhood came down hard with it. Couldn't shake it. Even though they didn't feel real bad, it just lingered on. They couldn't get a negative test.
And so I was telling you a story earlier. You know, I have some friends who have four. They have two boosters because they're older. So they've had their shots and two boosters. And they got COVID on the train.
Yeah.
When they were traveling. Oh, they're sure it was, they got it on the train.
Mm-hmm.
And they were pretty sick. They're pretty sick.
So they, even though they had their all their shots.
Right. And so, you know, what it makes me think of, and I'm not an MD or anything, but I think that those shots, they lose their power over time.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and so I suspect that we'll go to some kind of booster system, just like we did with kids with other mm-hmm. things, you mm-hmm. know, where you have to boost the immunity. And then the problem, of course, with COVID is, as you know, the variants change.
Right.
And we don't even know if those vaccines and boosters are effective against the variant that we are running across mm-hmm. today.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the same as with the annual flu shot.
Yep.
They make guess, an educated guess about what the
last
flu
year's
strain
flu
is
going to
be.
Right.
And then, you know, that's how they formulate
I just stuff. Know is that I trusted my president, who said, "This, if we get everybody vaccinated, we can end this." And, you know, I went out and got vaccinated because President Biden asked me to. And then I find out that it wasn't true.
No, it wasn't true. But he was going on the best evidence
Absolutely.
That he had, Mr. Bot.
Yeah, from a guy named Fauci, who makes more money than anybody else in the government, including the president, and will retire at a salary higher than the president.
So that's just a tongue. It's not that, a tongue in yeah. cheek.
That's of course if he doesn't get put in jail first, they find out he lied to Congress.
So let's not politicize what we're talking about now. No. We are here to talk about something that's really fantastic happening in the community.
Right. If Thank you very much.
If you choose to make it, if you choose to go do it.
That's right.
Right. And so,
okay, so we've got a vaccination clinic that's scheduled tomorrow.
All right.
Okay.
From 2 to 7 p.m. It's free. There are no appointments needed. Anybody can just walk in. If they're a little kid, they need an adult to, you know, to give permission. But all of the vaccination brands are there. All the boosters are there. They're administered by medical professionals from 2 to 7 p.m. And the location is at All Saints Episcopal Church. All Saints Episcopal Church, the street address is 2150 Benton. But it's right across the street from Lake Reading Golf Course.
Oh, right. Okay.
And Caldwell Park.
Yeah, where they do the wonderful
bazaar.
I go to that bazaar yearly.
Thank you. I hope that I can come and talk about that in October.
Yes.
That is where you sang with the Gold Digger.
Yeah.
You've got all of them. You've got, you know, if you've already
had the
two originals and the booster, then you have the fourth shot into
and
it's free and you can just walk in there and what do you have to bring with you?
You need to bring your card.
Yeah.
Please bring your card. Mm-hmm.
If you don't have your card, it's okay. But it's easier for you if you bring your card because then you have all your shot dates and everything all in one spot.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
There's free food. Wonderful, wonderful food. Always a meal for everybody who comes. Everybody who gets boosted gets a nice gift card. I believe that there are $25 gift cards for local businesses around here.
And Amazon, Target, that kind of thing. Yep.
So who's sponsoring this?
Scar.
Can I take that?
Yes, Susan, your turn.
I'll take that. So this is based on a grant from the California Department of Public Health. And the grant has gone to the SEEK Cultural and Educational Center. And the Sikh Cultural and Education Center has had 3 or 4 grants already, because one of the things that public health is trying to do is actually focus on underserved populations as far as COVID goes. So they really have a focus here on youth. They provide services in something like 7 languages. You know, so they're looking at a different group than normally we have been looking at. SCAR has a position in that, which is of course why I'm here, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
Mm-hmm.
And our role in this is actually to support the SEEK Center, by being their fiscal intermediary. We publish their stuff, we do outreach, that kind of thing. So it's not open to everybody, but we're trying to make it especially open to people who have language difficulties, mm-hmm. that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well,
what kind of food?
Indian food. It is so
good. Cool. It's not going away, as we see. It's because it's like, what do you say, morphing or... what's the word when, you know,
it evolves.
It changes. And
morphine is a real good way of putting it because it's going from, just like
the flu.
The flu, it's going from one variation to another mm-hmm. variation. The only thing we can say about it, about being positive, is that it seems like each variation is a little less, severe in the sense of really putting people in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. When what?
A lot of people have this but don't end up in the hospital. But that fourth shot or that vaccination, now everybody knows we were vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
But I also value the right, if somebody does not want to be vaccinated, you shouldn't lose your job over it, should be kicked out of the military, any of these things that's happening. But if you wish to have a vaccination, mm-hmm. then let's make it as easy as we can, and it does alleviate some of the concerns for people that are a little bit older and other high-risk groups.
And want to travel mm-hmm. and be in foreign countries.
Because you can't. Yeah, you can't even travel without having that 24-hour COVID-negative test.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, free tests available at the clinic.
Okay, excellent.
As well.
To take home.
Oh, I love that. Okay, yeah. You mean the little boxes?
Little boxes that you can take home.
Excellent,
you know, all Linda the different kinds of precautionary things are also available there.
Well, the government gave us four where you could go and do, and I've used three of them.
Well,
because,
You probably don't qualify for this. But if you're 65 or over.
I'm almost there.
Well, when you're 65, there are some good things that happen when you're 65. And one of them is that you can go down to your local pharmacy and you can get 8 tests per month for free.
Really? I didn't know that.
Well, there you go. Learn that right here on KCNR.
Now August, so that's
quick question, Nick. We have just a second left. Let's go ahead and poke.
I'm on Citizens Free Press right now.
Yeah.
With over 96% of the adult population fully vaccinated and 70% boosted, Australia just set a new record for COVID deaths.
Mm.
And, you know, I don't think too much of getting a card to show that you've been vaccinated.
Well, I know that, Nick, but here's the thing. Nobody's saying you have to. But
we're coming to that.
Well, if we were going to come to it, in just my humble opinion, and it is humble, when I talk to you, because I know you are, you know, the one. And my friend, so I can say that. But here it is as long as we're not...
I don't see the humor in this. To me. Am I not entitled to my opinion?
Yes,
no, that's
are.
What I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I just
You're
backed
in,
it up with facts.
No, and you did that. What I'm saying, Nick, is this. I don't think anybody should be forced to take that vaccine. But if you wish to take it, that's what we're talking about. There's a vaccination clinic. It's free. It's open to the public. And if you wish to be vaccinated, here you go.
It's an opportunity.
But it doesn't. But nobody's knocking your door and say, "Get down to All Saints Episcopal Center."
Well, was it too long ago? If you wished to go out, especially in Southern California, you had to be vaccinated.
Well, and you're absolutely right.
Coerced into doing something.
Yeah.
And doing it being forced into it.
No, you're absolutely right. But did you just see what happened in the LA school district?
No.
They were going to require masks, vaccinations, and everything, and the uproar was so bad, they backed off. So
you
they
see what's happening with our country. The uproar is so bad against everything this administration is doing that they're going to have to back off. They're backing off on a lot of things. It's not just this. It's the parents standing up and saying, "You don't have the right to force this on us." It's interesting that they can try and force this on.
Nick.
But,
Nick.
You're out of time. Bye.
Thank you,
bye,
Nick. Again, let's
Nick is on every other weekend right here.
And we're not politicizing.
KCNR.
We are not politicizing.
No, we're not politicizing. Yeah. But what Nick was saying, here are the facts. Here's Australia that has a very strict policy. And yet the COVID deaths are there.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Could I just repeat the details of this?
Yeah.
No, because
we're
come back from the
break. We got more.
We got
more
time for you.
Oh, goody. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
we'll
you.
Be right back.
All right. Thank you.
Are loaded, and the 21 pit is heating up inside Wind River Resort and Casino with a Table Games Giants giveaway. Check into your favorite table game with your River Club card for a chance to win San Francisco Giants swag and a pair of home game Giants tickets. Hot seats every Friday through September from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Hot seat winners every 15 minutes. Get all the details at windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Join the Cascade Theater for an energy-packed show with Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue on August 6th. Packed with funk, soul, R&B, and psychedelic rock, Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue is sure to provide an exhilarating evening packed with a strong rhythm section, hip-hop beats, and bright flashes of brass with hard rock energy. Don't miss this fun night with Trombone Shorty at the Cascade Theater on August 6th. Tickets available at cascadetheater.org or 243-8877.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mendebot. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Leidy. Retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy began this company about 13, 14 years ago and is now the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, ranging from as far north as Alturas to as far south as L.A., and he teaches in the Sportsman's Warehouse, Cabela's, Bass Pro Shops, plus his special love and his special, you know, and a place in his heart is right up here in the North State for concealed carry, for safety with firearms, for hunter's instruction, for any type of firearm instruction. Check out usgunpro.com or give him a call at 530-999-1822. And we're here with Susan Wilson and
Jeanette Lowe.
And they are telling everybody that there will be a vaccine clinic, COVID vaccine clinic, tomorrow from 2 to 7 at the All Saints Episcopal Church, which is on Benton Drive right across from the Lake Redding golf course.
Right.
It's free. They have food. They have great food.
You get free food.
But they also, you also will get little gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you get free COVID kits.
And free COVID kits
if you
to
need
take
them.
Home. Yeah. Well, everybody everybody I know has them because everybody, when you start getting a little sick, they go, oh no.
Mm-hmm.
So far. The thing about it is nobody's being forced to go to this. If you choose to go to it though, to get your boosters, your vaccinations, it's free. They make it easy.
Mm-hmm.
Walk in, walk out. Mm-hmm. Or do you have to wait 15 minutes or something?
Well, you have to sit and wait 15 minutes after you get your shot, just in case there's any reaction.
I'd like to talk a little bit about the locations of these clinics.
Please.
These are, as we said earlier, these are sponsored by the Sikh Cultural Center, but also by SCAR. And supported by Shasta Interfaith, that brings you the Interfaith Thanksgiving almost every year except during COVID. And these clinics have been like taking the shots to the people instead of people having to drive. And a lot of people don't have cars, and it's hotter than blazes out there. And even if you have a bicycle, it's hard to get to some of these bigger clinics. So what Amarjeet has done is he has set up a number of different locations that are sort of out in the hinterlands, although the All Saints isn't exactly in the hinterlands, but it's kind of on the border. It's not downtown. So people who live in places where it's sort of hard to get to the bigger clinics can easily get to these because they've been all over the place.
You know,
he's
we've been
a good
in,
job at this.
Right. We've been in Cottonwood, go down to Glenn County and Tehama County. So we've been in Red Bluff.
Burney.
Corning, Burney. You know, really trying to take... That's a really good point, I think, Jeanette, that we're trying to take the clinics to the people that maybe couldn't get to them otherwise.
Yeah. Gives everybody an opportunity to get over there.
Yeah, and if you choose never to be vaccinated, or you know that you don't want your kids vaccinated, you don't feel you know you shouldn't be forced to be vaccinated. You're absolutely right.
Nobody's forced to get a flu shot.
The only thing that we're saying here is. Here's a vaccine clinic. Mm-hmm. It's and if you want to be vaccinated, here's the place to go. It's Episcopal Church. All Saints Episcopal Church.
Across from Lake Redding Golf Center. Mm-hmm. We know where that is.
Of course.
And it's
right
kind
there.
Of on the corner of right. Benton and Quartz Hill Road.
Starts at 2.
Right.
Starts at 2. And tomorrow. It's really obvious that, you know, there's a tent where you walk in and you fill out your information. Mm-hmm. We check your card, make sure that... You know, if you brought a card, we get it on the card, that mm-hmm, card, mm-hmm. or make a new card. There's a doctor there. There's a nurse there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all really official. There's privacy booths. So I don't want people to feel that, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be getting my vaccination on the corner of Quartzville Road and Benton. It's not quite like that. You know, it's really, we have this down. I would say that we have done... 20 clinics, do you think? 15, 20?
Well, it seems like it. I've been to all of them but one.
Uh-huh. So we have done a lot of clinics, and we have really a good setup. Mm-hmm. And we even have nice signage, too.
Excellent.
For
well,
our
guys,
clinics.
Thank you so much for what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And it really is something that this, to think that our community can go in and from a grant be able to get this fourth, It is the fourth shot, right?
Well, but you can get the first, for second,
oh.
or a booster,
okay,
or a booster.
All right.
Yeah,
so.
I get a feeling that if most people that have not had the vaccination, they're not going to be down there.
Well, no. You'd be surprised.
Well,
really?
Yeah, because people, you know, people are influenced by
others,
their friends and
yes.
their neighbors. And a lot of people come in for the first one. Some of them have held off. They want to see, you know, did their neighbor die from shot number one? No.
Right.
So I think I'll go get it.
Right.
So, yeah, you can get any of those shots there. First,
and
second, booster one, booster two. Yeah.
And
all the different Moderna, Pfizer, mm-hmm. J&J.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Early on, we had... the people that were objecting to the clinic, that were standing out in front of it, we had many of the people who came to the clinic saying to us, we found your clinic because there were people out there protesting in front of your clinic. So isn't that an interesting
yeah,
sort
really
of
twist
is.
To it
the
really
story?
It really is. It really
well, you're
is.
You're not encouraging people.
No.
No. No.
No.
But
I think
the thing
signage is good.
You
yeah.
know, the signage is good. That's what I said.
Here's signage my thought. I mean, after we've been in all of, we've seen this around the world now for 2 years. And
it's here to stay.
And we see what's going on now. It's way beyond anything that's politicized. It's free choice. It's your choice. This is just an opportunity tomorrow, if you wish to do so, where there's a grant. So you can actually go in and have it done for free.
That's right.
You don't have to worry about
going. Don't have to make an appointment.
Yes.
Don't have to make an appointment.
And gift cards and food and free kits to take home to test.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, ladies, for coming
thank
in
you.
And sharing that with us. I don't even know. Well, I'm not even sure what the percentages are here in Shasta County anymore. I mean, we used to keep track of it.
We're about at half.
Yeah, if you go to ShastaReady.org, they have the mm-hmm. updated figures for Shasta County. It's
well, when I went to go see my doctor, not to get over you real fast, we only have a few minutes left, but when I had my recent,
he
said... What we're trying to do right now, this is a medical professional, you know, obviously practicing mm-hmm. one of the larger clinics, said we're trying to avoid long-term
yes.
COVID.
Yes.
That's what we're trying to avoid. Now, we've got some friends. I've got one who's a very dear friend of mine that's had it, and recently, or twice now, and probably had all the shots, knowing her, and it's just she's still not well.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard yesterday of a lady that still doesn't have her sense of taste back,
mm-hmm.
and it's been well over a year mm-hmm. right now.
And look at Biden, who ended up with COVID and then COVID mm-hmm. again right away.
I can't help but think that was God's plan.
Loss of taste.
The longer you can keep him isolated. The better it is for the Democrat Party.
Loss of taste and smell is very common with viruses, and I speak from experience. About 20 years ago, I had a virus, and I lost my sense of taste and smell for 7 years.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, and the doctors in San Mateo said I may never get it back, and it was a long time coming.
Wow.
But this is very, very common with virus.
Do you remember?
I don't know.
It was just a virus.
It was a terrible virus. They told my husband it was a good thing it didn't go to my heart.
Oh, yeah, imagine that. Okay, we got to run.
Thank you for having us.
We'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Regional Medical Center. Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A Russian court has convicted American basketball star Brittany Griner on drug charges. The next step is sentencing, which is expected shortly. Earlier, an emotional Griner apologized in court prior to the conviction.
I never meant to hurt anybody. I never meant to put in jeopardy the Russian population. I never meant to break any laws here.
A Russian prosecutor is urging a 9.5-year prison sentence for Griner, and if that happens, it could set the stage for a high-stakes prisoner swap, an exchange that reportedly would involve notorious Russian arms dealer Victor Boot, currently jailed in the U.S. Communist China firing multiple missiles in the direction of Taiwan during live fire exercises in the Strait of Taiwan. What Beijing calls precision missile strikes coming on the heels of House Speaker Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes in Taipei.
The main impact on Taiwan so far is that Taiwan is having to reroute a huge number of international flights and huge numbers of ships coming in and out of Taiwanese ports in the north and the south are having to be rerouted around these exclusion zones that China has declared lasting for the next 4 days. So it is a major headache.
Taiwan's government warning businesses of possible mass cyber attacks by China in the coming days. Number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits continues to rise. Applications up by 6,000 last week, hitting 260,000. That's just about what analysts had been expecting. On Wall Street this hour, stocks narrowly mixed. Right now, the Dow is down 52 points, while the NASDAQ trading a fraction of a point higher, the S&P 2 points lower. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
The government's environmental watchdog sounding an alarm.
The Environmental Protection Agency is warning residents who live near medical sterilizing plants in 13 states and Puerto Rico about potential health risks from emissions of ethylene oxide, a chemical widely used in their operations. The EPA says 23 communities, including Laredo, Texas, Ardmore, Oklahoma, and Lakewood, Colorado, are at highest risk from ethylene oxide emissions. The EPA warning follows a recent survey of emissions data from almost 100 commercial sterilizers nationwide. Ethylene oxide is used to clean everything from catheters to syringes, pacemakers, and plastic surgical gowns. Keith Peters reporting.
An Indiana car crash has claimed the life of an Indiana congresswoman and several other people, Republican Jackie Walorski and two others in her vehicle, along with the driver of the other car involved in the crash, were all killed. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Afghanistan's Taliban government claims it did not know that a top al-Qaeda leader was living in the Afghan capital.
The Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan's Commission for Cultural Affairs had issued a statement condemning Sunday's drone attack on a residential home in Kabul. Today, the Taliban said they are investigating what they described as claims that al-Qaeda chief Ayman al-Zawahiri was killed. In a statement, the group says that it has no knowledge of al-Zawahiri's arrival and residence in Afghanistan. The Taliban had promised in the 2020 Doha agreement that they would not harbor al-Qaeda members or those seeking to attack the U.S., but U.S. officials say the home belonged to Interior Minister Ajuddin Haqqani, the deputy head of the Taliban, who heads the Haqqani Network, an insurgent group that's been fighting in the country since at least the Soviet invasion in 1979. Jennifer King, Washington.
And watching Wall Street, stocks are lower, the Dow down 67 points, while the NASDAQ is off 12 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM right here. Today is the 4th of August, 8:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Liam's at the helm with what national day are we looking at today?
It is National Coast Guard Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Semper Paratus.
Mm-hmm.
Which means?
I have no clue.
Always ready.
Always ready. That's
always,
awesome.
Yeah, always prepared. Okay. We're always ready. People don't realize Coast Guard just doesn't do our coast. They were in Vietnam. They were in, they've been in all of our conflicts out there running Coastal Watch and all these. And I've never met anybody in the Coast Guard that just wasn't real likable.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. And it doesn't mean that they all are. And maybe I just met a small percentage of them.
Mm-hmm.
But,
they have a heart for a different kind of kind of being.
Yeah.
I mean, you get to choose. Sometimes you get to choose which branch of the military. And you know something
well,
we talked about the other
choose.
Day.
Everybody gets to choose which branch.
Right.
Right.
I just said that.
I know, but I misunderstood how you said it.
Yeah. Okay. So you get to choose when you decide that you're going to give, like you say, write the check. You do at this point because we don't have
a draft.
You get to choose which branch. So you could be Army, you could be Coast Guard. You know all of those things. And I think that the people generally that we've met or I've met in a Coast Guard, they just have a different, just like an aviator. It's a different. It's a kind of a person. Like I will equate it to musicians. People who are trumpet players have a certain kind of. People are right, Liam.
Oh Lord, yes.
Is there a kind of a type with the masters at what they do?
Most definitely, yeah.
All right, there you go. Okay. I equate everything to musicians. So
I know.
All right, so welcome to the show this morning. It's going to be hot with 108 today, partly cloudy tonight with overnight lows at 73. Hot tomorrow with 102 and Saturday 100, Sunday 103 and Monday 101. Clear skies, hot. There's some variable clouds, you know, throughout these days as well. But again, it's a heat warning, so please stay cool. And we talked about what it is with being ever ready, always available with whatever the branch. What was the branch? What was the saying?
Coast Guard.
Always
prepared.
Always prepared. Somebody who was always prepared, I don't know if you talked about him yesterday or not, but legendary broadcaster Vin Scully, the voice of the Los Angeles Dodgers for more than six decades. Talk about somebody who was passionate, who I'm sure
was great.
The hero of so many people who really wanted to read the games, and he was the epitome. He was the Van Gogh. He was the Bach. He was the Mozart of voicing a game.
He was the hottie patati.
Yeah, 94. Known for his deft, engaging commentary, weaving stories between pitches with an artist's skill, Vince Scully was one of the greatest voices in all sports.
Well, you know the thing about Vince Scully is, you know, I was a Dodger fan for a short period of time. This was during the Sandy Koufax era.
Okay.
You know, that era. But Vin Scully was always the consummate professional. Not saying that there weren't others. I just have gotten away from baseball. I'd gotten away from it for decades, literally, until, I don't know, 6 years ago, whenever the San Francisco Giants got into the World Series. Linda says, I want to watch this.
Mm.
And we watched the series when, you know, I mean, it was a great series. San Francisco won. And
great.
I thought, wow.
Yeah.
I said, you know, maybe I've missed this. And then they went through a number of things after that, political things, all this stuff. And I just said, you know, I don't need it. And I'm, you know, but millions of people love to watch Major League Baseball. Our grandson is, I mean, he lives for baseball, baseball camps, baseball in high school. But he also said when he moves off into college, he's not going to play baseball. And he's, you know, that was fun. I'm doing this. I mean, he's always going to love baseball, I'm sure.
Well, when they come, they're going to be here for Thanksgiving. I think it would be really fun to interview the whole family on the air and talk, you know, going through. We haven't interviewed kids in a while. I mean, we talk to kids that come in and do musicals.
We have Ian. Liam.
Well, Liam. You know, Liam to me feels like an old soul, and I can have a conversation with Liam and look him in the eyes and feel like we can just walk down the street and talk about everything and anything. Liam, there's no age gap between
it's
us.
True. Well, there's a couple of reasons for that, too. I can think of two of them right now. So you two walking down the street talking and laughing and poking each other. No, I could see that happening.
I mean,
but in reality, Liam is 18 going on 42. All right.
And
you are, and you're,
12.
And you are, you know, 60-ish going on 18. All right.
Well, thank you very much. I don't mind. All right. You want to hear about five things that you need to know today? I go into a Reuters, I go into all different kinds of things. It keeps popping back into CNN, so maybe they just really own this whole five things you need to know today. But this is, and there's some a major shift happening at CNN. I don't know what they're, you know, I was trying to read an article on that this morning, but anyway, we'll cover that later. Alex Jones is at the top of the list here. Do you know about what's going on there?
Yeah, in fact, somebody just put it on our chat room. Here's the first time he described it a certain way, and I just deleted it. Second time, yeah. What's happened is Alex Jones, who I think is a slug.
Okay.
I'm sorry, and let me tell you why. For years, he railed about Sandy Hook being false, a sham. Those kids didn't die.
That's horrible.
We actually had a show on our station, a local show on our station. The guy was saying the same thing, and I ended it. And you know why? I went back, unlike the guy on the show, I called back to that town. I talked to the VFW guys. You know, I talked to the bartender, and I talked to a couple of the veterans in there. I said, people are saying this isn't true, and they said it's horrible. It absolutely is true. We all know somebody. I talked to the newspaper editor of that town who has been in that newspaper for well over 30 years. And I said, you're seeing this stuff, but people are saying it's a sham. He goes, it's horrible. And he says, it's the worst thing that I've ever had to cover in 30-plus years of journalism. These kids are slaughtered. He said, of course it's true. And so when I asked the that one show host and said, did you even call back there to find out, perhaps talk to other people besides listening to Paranoia? No. And I went, no, you ought to try that. But anyway, Alex Jones was found guilty of lying about this. He said he'd had PTSD, and so now they're into the penalty phase of it. And he said, I don't have any money and all that. Well, his lawyers, when the lawyers from the plaintiff's side, the parents' side,
Sandy Hook families,
right, asked for, you know, certain phone records. His lawyers accidentally released all of them. So they have every one of his emails, every one of his texts, everything that he has put out, and they released it by accident to the other lawyers. So, you know, he could turn around and sue his lawyers, I guess. But, yeah.
Well, if you had tragically lost a child, and they were slaughtered, and you had some yahoo that was spreading conspiracy theories, because there's always people who
You did not lose your child. You did not lose your child.
Yeah.
That is a lie. Those are paid actors.
Yes.
I mean, that's what he was saying.
Yeah, so anyway, the family, sued by several Sandy Hook families for his relentless peddling of conspiracy theories related to the tragedy. And, of course, that's number one. Number two, again, we're going to keep talking about January 6th, former White House counsel Pitt. I don't know what his last name, Cipollone. I don't know. It's Italian, but it's wonderful. And former deputy counsel Patrick Philbin have been subpoenaed by in the federal criminal probe of the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Philbin and Cipollone were both key witnesses to former President Donald Trump's actions in the last days of his presidency. And these developments could suggest the Department of Justice's probe could be aiming straight for Trump.
Let me say what I just heard there.
Okay.
Blah, 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 blah. You know, this is a nothing burger. They did not allow the Republicans to put their people on that committee. They handpicked Cheney, who, by the way, is in triple digits underwater in being reelected. She's gone. They're only presenting one side of it. You know, it is, the whole thing is they are so deathly afraid of Trump coming back and running in 2024 and smashing Biden, but I really don't think Biden will be running in 2024. Even the Democrats don't want him to run again.
And frankly, I hope that there is another representative.
From the Democratic Party.
From the Republican Party.
Well, you know what? A lot of people feel like that.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is to destroy Trump, and they have lied. The media has manipulated things, have lied. And frankly, most people, if you are looking at it logically, you just kind of like go, you know, this is just another one of those political things that mean nothing. It's a nothing burger. It's nothing.
And coming back after the break, five things that you need to know. We've covered one or two. We've got some other things that are really interesting in the headlines today.
Plus,
this portion of the show is brought to you by
Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial, give Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Insurance company's got lawyers. They have lots of lawyers. You need a lawyer that understands workers' comp, and he does. Patrick Gorman is a fighter, and he will make sure that you are treated fairly by the insurance companies, and that if you were denied treatment, that you will get that treatment back if at all possible. Give them a call, 530-262-2168. We'll be right back.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft.
Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Whether you're squeezing in that last-minute summer vacation, taking the kids back-to-school shopping, or even back-to-school, don't forget to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Join the Cascade Theater for an energy-packed show with Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue on August 6th. Packed with funk, soul, R&B, and psychedelic rock, Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue is sure to provide an exhilarating evening packed with a strong rhythm section, hip-hop beats, and bright flashes of brass with hard rock energy. Don't miss this fun night with Trombone Shorty at the Cascade Theater on August 6th. Tickets available at cascadetheater.org or 243-8877.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
We are the saints. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-
with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning. 8:20 in the morning, 4th of August. It's 83 degrees out there, going up to 108 today. Hey, if you think about purchasing an electric car, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I'm liking that people are getting Alex Jones didn't say that. Yeah, he did. Yes, he did. I saw it. I heard him say it. I saw it in three different times he said it. It was fake. You know, then he had his PTSD defense. I heard that. It was laughable. Now, where is our guest today? Doug Jahnke, well-known conservative commentator from, you know, local guy, shares a show with Nick every other Sunday. Good guy, conservative, witty, funny, is sick.
Mm.
Now, he sent me a text this morning that he feels a lot better. He took all types of vitamin C and everything else. But he didn't want to take a chance of giving it to us. And all the symptoms sounded very COVID-like.
Well.
You know, flu-like. Anyway, so appreciate that, Doug, and we miss you today. I couldn't wait to hear
Not saying he has it.
No.
Let's clarify that.
Because he won't take the test.
We're going to clarify. Not saying he has it.
No. He has flu-like symptoms.
Yes.
That sound like it's he got real sick. And on the way home last night. And now he's feeling better today, so I mean, it could have been something. Mm-hmm, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now finish up the other thing.
Okay, number three.
The Communist News Network. It is CNN. I mean, they are in such deep trouble.
Well,
right
they're doing they're doing some major overhauling.
Well, they have to because nobody watches them anymore. They have become.
Well, they've
a joke in the media world.
Well, they've got a corner on the top five things because every time I try to go through another outlet, now maybe it's because I'm saying five, I mean, maybe I should go things you need to know today, or I like to go to world headlines, but when I talk about like what's going on in the five, they kind of encapsulate it and here it is. So number three, COVID-19, the CDC is expected to ease its guidance for COVID-19 control as early as this week, which could affect how the virus is handled in schools as a new year begins. A preview of the plans obtained by CNN shows the new recommendations are ease quarantine restrictions for infected people and de-emphasize social distancing.
Yeah, and what about the masking?
They also downplay regular screening tests for COVID-19 in schools as a way to monitor the spread of the virus. The recommendations aren't legally binding, so different school districts can still make their own plans, so including options like masks.
Yeah, D.C. says there are schools in D.C. area that say if you don't mask and you don't get inoculated, you don't go to school. And as we mentioned, the L.A. school districts just backed off all of that because of the uproar from the parents. Okay, what's your next one?
Well, let me finish with this. Right now, more than 200 million people, about 60% of the total population, live in a county with a, quote, high COVID-19 community level, quote.
And as we said,
end quote.
There's more COVID cases now than there were last year. And I keep going back there. You know, when they were pushing this, this is the answer. This is a silver bullet. We get every, you know, blah, blah. It just went on and on and on. And again, as we, as a lot of people said, and as I believe too, that this, COVID is serious. Yes, it can kill you. However, it's a very small percentage, and there's people in certain populations that, it can be deadly as hell. Every so often, you'll see some people that you, know, that die that, you wonder why, but they had COVID. But at least it seems like we're not getting hysterical, and because shutting down of the schools that happened, not so much in Shasta County, but everything else, the damage it caused.
Oh, it's
the damage it caused to our economy, the damage it caused to those kids.
There's a major fracture fracture in
our
planet,
in our,
as we know, have known it. Just
talk
you know.
About you couldn't have split this country more.
Right. Right, and the whole like infrastructure.
Taiwan.
Number four, Taiwan. China's following through on its promise to punish Taiwan for hosting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi during her congressional visit to Asia this week. The country fired multiple missiles toward waters near, this just breaks my heart, near northeastern and southwestern Taiwan and has begun exercises that Chinese state media claims simulate an air and sea blockade around the island. The display has already caused disruption to flight and ship schedules and causing unease among nearby powers like Japan. Taiwan, meanwhile, is bracing for further retaliatory attacks from China.
Again, I applaud Nancy Pelosi for going there. The Chinese think that they can tell us who can go and who can travel of our elected leaders. We've had congressional delegations go through there before. Again, what is President Biden Biden doing to stand up to China, though? We saw what happened when you don't push back on Russia, Ukraine. So what happens if, you know, the fact that Nancy was there maybe made a statement says, we are going to do what we want. And we have a pact. We respect them. And we are not going to let the Chinese just come in and take Taiwan. We'll see what happens. Okay.
Now, the part that breaks my heart is this, you know, how we don't respect our oceans. And, you know, we as a world, we as we on our planet. And when you just throw, get missiles, that means blowing up whales and fish and things that are in our ecosystem. That just, my heart, it literally... It's so heavy on my heart when I think about the altered effects that happen on our planet with these actions. Number five, very sad, hearts, prayers go out to all family members and friends and, in the world of, the Indiana Republican Representative Jackie Walorski and two of her staffers. They were killed in a car crash. She was 58, represented Indiana's 2nd Congressional District, and had previously served as a member of the Indiana House of Representatives. She also served as the top Republican in the House Ethics Committee, a spot that put her in line to become chair of the panel if the GOP retakes the House majority in the upcoming midterm elections. News of her death sent shockwaves to the House, with representatives from both sides of the aisle honoring her for her civic services. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has ordered flags at the Capitol be flown at half staff in her memory. That breaks my heart.
Yeah, this appears
is what I was saying to Carl this morning. Can I just say quickly, is that we just never know. Boom. Life could be, we don't know. Life
eat that
we
ice
know
cream
it.
Cone.
Mm.
Yeah, and it appears that one of the cars crossed the line and hit head on because the other driver was also killed. But again, yeah, you're right. When you see somebody leave in the morning, I like to think that you and I
left on good terms.
Give appropriate,
yes,
you know, forms of endearment when you leave because you don't know what's going to happen during the day. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. And River Commons Senior Living is not an assisted living facility. No, it's California's, Northern California's premier retirement community. It's surrounded, of course, by beauty in our area. It's conveniently located down on Hartnell Avenue, close to the Sundial Bridge. They have a gourmet chef. They have activities. They have happy people there. And if you finally, you know, if you've said, you know what, I've finally had it. No more air conditioning problems. No more, you know, no more gardening. No more any of this. I want to spend my leisure years being leisurely. Give Brian a call at 530-238-5981 and arrange for a personalized tour. Go down and see what it's like. You won't be sorry. And by the way, they're also pet friendly. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Your story begins here. Voted 2021 Best in the North State to hold a work event. Book your event and let Wind River Resort and Casino make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Mary Ann Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do?
about them.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Good morning and welcome back to Pre-Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Yes, Trish isn't here today, but Trish will be here tomorrow.
I'm sitting in for Trish.
Yeah, we're hoping Congressman LaMalfa will join Trish at 8 o'clock. 8:34 in the morning here, 84 degrees, going up to 108 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the only area hospital with a Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. That means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Now, after hearing all those semi-serious stories, I've got a real serious story here.
For you, it's very
serious.
Well,
no, I think, you know, it's going to reach out there. Mm. Ronda Rousey was suspended by the World Wrestling, I don't know what these stands
for. It was
for.
The former Raw and SmackDown Women's Championship, indefinitely.
Right. Anyway, it was indefinitely because she threw the referee to the mats, maintaining her grip on the official moments after she lost the women's title match to Liv Morgan. And what happened was is that the referee missed the fact that Liv Morgan had tapped out to Ronda Rousey's famous armbar and instead counted her out. Now, there are some cynics out there that say, that say that certain events transpiring in professional wrestling are staged. Suspensions that occur as a result of such pre-planned events are reportedly designed to give wrestlers a break from competing or to be able to make a movie or things like that. Okay. So then, you know, when I saw that, and I thought, well, what kind of, you know, that could really hurt her being suspended from that. So I just looked up her Ronda Rousey's net worth. Her net worth is around $13 million. A lot of it came from when she was fighting. A lot of it came from endorsements and now the WWE. You know, she was a bronze medalist in judo in the 2008 Olympics and then got into the real fighting with UFC. And won 12 matches in a row, lost her last two matches, and she retired from there. But then she's made a number of movies in the Expendables, but she was in Mile 22 and played Ronda Rousey in that. You know, she played, you know, a hardcore direct action type of woman in a team. So,
well, according to
she won't think she'll be hurt.
Well, according to this article, she has been suspended in the past. In 2018, the WWE suspended Rousey from Monday Night Raw for a month after she attacked wrestler Alexa Bliss and Raw general manager Kurt Angle. According to this, the professional wrestler also attacked multiple referees, according to the WWE at the time. So she is
She was pushed on
all
that.
All right. I'm saying. She's like a tank.
She is. You know what?
I mean that in it. Like, she's just she's a force. She's probably, like, so amped up. And she is in it to win it.
Honey,
and I'm not.
I really believe that most of that is fake. It's there's planned, not fake, because there's a lot of terrible injuries in wrestling. But I think it's pretty much figured out what's going to happen.
That's the whole fun and the thrill of wrestling like that, right?
We talked about the short-term vacation rentals. And according to Dave Benda, they're going to pause new applications for short-term vacation rentals as it works to better regulate the building industry in the wake of complaints from neighboring homeowners who are upset because they want more to say in the permitting process. Which is what our side is saying. If you're going to put a motel on my street, I better have something to be able to say about it. So they're taking a pause in this, according to Benda. It's expected to take effect August 16th of the last 45 days. It was a 4-1 vote. Erin Reznor voted against it. And as Erin said, she was concerned about the extra work they were giving the planning department, which is already updating, you know, the riverfront specific plan, the city's tree ordinance. Yeah, we talked about the tree ordinance, too.
Yeah, but the thing, yeah, I remember the tree.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing is, our group is not against vacation rentals. And some people, and Barry Tiffin said, well, as long as it's not on your street. I want to have a say. If it is on my street, how many people come in there literally and complain? Well, as it turns out, more than I thought, because people are writing letters all the time, and he said, don't show up for the meetings. But when you show up for the meeting, and you make, you know, along with other people, just saying, look, you're putting it on here without us having a word to say about it. There has got to be a way that when you have that initial meeting, instead of it just being an admin, okay, you check the blocks, that the neighborhood can come in there at that time and then tell, you know, about our concerns, you know, blah, 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 blah. Find out mm-hmm. about it. Instead of having to wait until it's already done and then have to appeal it. You know, I would say the vast majority of people, when they get that notice to say, hey, you're going to have a VRBO next to you, okay. Many VRBOs are no problems. You know, there's a business. I mean, there's, you know, several businesses out. This is what they do. They manage VRBOs, you know, half of which are owned, probably around half are owned by people who don't even live in Shasta County. So, but the kind of the bottom line on this is that there ought to be something the neighborhoods can say about it, and there is no density rules. I mean, literally, what happens if you have one VRBO come in because you're in a nice neighborhood because you've worked really hard to get all the problems out of there? The streets look really nice. The yards look nice. Oh, well, this is a place that people would like to come. Boom, there's a VRBO. And then all of a sudden, two doors down, there's another one. What's that do to your property values? Because by law, you have to tell the owner, by the way, we've got two VRBOs, one next door to us, one two doors down the street, and one three doors down the street on the other side.
And how
you
do,
have to tell people that.
Three things come to mind. How many, I just was curious, from the realtors that are selling, oh, you could turn this into a VRBO. Is that a sell it pitch? You know how much money you can make on that? Okay, let me finish with that. Okay. Second thing is, my feeling about this is because there really are no rules. Yes, you have to pay a certain amount of money for your license. Yes, this much in your, you know, they don't, and from what I understand is that many people who come in don't really adhere to the parking places. So we live downtown, parking can be an issue. So the problem is, I feel like we are in the wild, wild west, gold mining country, where, you know, you've got this claim, this claim, this claim, they're all next to each other, and it becomes this big mess. And we're an owner, and we are a single family dwelling in a neighborhood. And at which point does your neighborhood now? It's not a neighborhood.
Now
it becomes yeah. like a hotel.
And there is no
hotel
rules.
Role.
There is no density rules. Listening to the people from Garden Track, even though people, see your table, well, there's not that many. It just seems, well, listen to the people in the Garden Track that have them all around them. And so there is no density. There isn't something say, okay, here's a circle. You can only have two in a 1,000 feet or 2,000 feet of each other.
I think we have 35 to 39 within a half mile of our house.
No, it's not that many. It's not that many.
Okay.
But well, I think it's like 13. But they're not on, you know, but see, and here's the thing is, it's not on your street, so you don't really see them because their problems are on that next street and you wouldn't hear about it. And what if, you know, and it's just that. The city listened. Okay, this is what my bottom line is here. The city listened to the problems, and they're going to work to do something about it. They're not going to get a report back in 45 days. They're talking like January. But it's a type of thing that there can be some changes made reasonably and easily just by changing that ordinance a little bit.
So I, you know, we, for our listeners listening to the show this morning, you know, we, I have different circles of friends that, I don't know, I just have different circles. It's not like I have this group that I, or, you know, people I hang out with all the time. I have several circles, and I've been asking as a poll about this. Like, what do you think? You know, we've been showing up, and this is kind of something that has kind of disturbing us. I have had, let's say I've had 10 friends that live in different neighborhoods. 9 out of 10 have said, not that they're trying to side with me, they have said that they have had bad experiences with VRBOs on their street. Can I tell you?
No, it's out there, and because they haven't really, it's one of those things that needs, it's like this, the squeaky wheel. Is, you know, you have to go out there, you have to get your thoughts in front of the city council, and they listen, okay? They listen, and at least they want to do something to try and protect the sanctity of our neighborhoods. All right, got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's is my barbershop of choice and has been since I've lived here. It's a veteran-owned business. The guys in there, Tim and Logan, are just super guys. They work by appointments only. You can walk in, get your haircut, walk out, or you can just hang around for a while if you want to and listen to what's going on. You can give them a call at 530-244-9478. It's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Shasta County citizens advocating respect and the SEEK Cultural and Education Center, in partnership with the California Department of Public Health, are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, August 5th from 2 until 7 p.m. at All Saints Episcopal Church at 2150 Benton Drive in Reading. All brands of COVID-19 vaccines and boosters will be available for kids and adults. Kids must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards to vaccine recipients. No appointment needed. There will also be a team of medical professionals and multilingual interpreters on hand at this free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, August 5th from 2 until 7 p.m. at All Saints Episcopal Church at 2150 Benton Drive in Reading.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune into Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Join the Cascade Theater for an energy-packed show with Trombone Shorty at Orleans Avenue on August 6th. Packed with funk, soul, R&B, and psychedelic rock, Trombone Shorty in Orleans Avenue is sure to provide an exhilarating evening packed with a strong rhythm section, hip-hop beats, and bright flashes of brass with hard rock energy.
Don't miss this fun night with Trombone Shorty at the Cascade Theater on August 6th. Tickets available at cascadetheater.org or 243-8877.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow scheduled is Congressman Doug Amalfa, but I haven't been able to get his appointment lady, who is always on top of everything, has not gotten back to me. I called yesterday and just said, Congressman's still going to be here. Trish Clark will be our guest host tomorrow. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. All of your tobacco needs, everything you can imagine at Tobacco and Brew, 2173 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Saturday. Good people down there. They have the finest walk-in humidor that you can imagine when it comes to looking at cigars and all. They have a great selection of cigars of all kinds, different prices, and you'll find the cigar that fits you at Tobacco and Brew. I didn't win the lotto.
I didn't either. I was really bummed.
Bummed. That's a good one. I wasn't devastated, but I was bummed.
Well, it's not like I thought I was going to win, you know?
Why? No, no.
But you sit there for a couple of days, and you're like, man, if I won, I do this.
It is so much fun.
It's so
planning on what you're going to do.
Right? And it's like, you never expect you're going to win, but like there's like the smallest little fraction of hope, and then you don't, and you're like, oh.
You've got a better chance
of being hit by a car.
No, much better. No, being bitten by a shark in the Sacramento.
Are you
okay?
Serious?
You've got better chance of being bitten by
a
shark in the Sacramento River than you have of winning.
You're probably more likely to get struck by lightning.
I'm kind of like that thing that says you are 99.99987% chance of not winning. And then you think, oh,
There's a chance. Yep.
All right. Okay, so the person that won the $1.337 billion has not been identified. And in the state of Illinois, they may never be identified because the state law does not require the owner of the winning ticket to reveal their identity for any prize over $250,000. Okay, so this could be like one person that's smart, and he's gathering a team around him of a lawyer, financial advisors, those people that he trusts around him, and he doesn't do anything because I think he get up to 6 months.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So he waits, and this would be the most difficult part, trying to hold Linda back for 60 days. Honey, no. No. Here's another credit card. Do what you want. You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you can't get out there because you want to get it all planned, and then you want to have everything set up so that when you collect the money. But let's talk about the money. Okay, so if they won the $1.33 billion. Now, if he wants to take the full prize but have it paid out in annuity over 30 years, so trying to figure out what that is, on how much over $1.3 billion over 30 years would be how much a year?
Probably like
you figure it
15
out.
Or 16 million
a year.
Math.
Yeah, but figure that out exactly. But most people take the lump sum. Now, the lump sum is $780 million. Now, you think, well, yeah, that's pretty good. But then the IRS is going to take 24%. So that leaves you with $593 million. Then there's a 37% federal income tax to account for, meaning the winner will have to add an extra 13% to the 24% withholding tax for another $104 million. When you add them both together, the winner is left with $491 million in earnings from a lump sum payment. Now, if you live in a state like California with income tax like we have, you probably have to pay another God knows how many more million. However, so out of the $1.3 billion, if you took the lump sum, you would only have left $453 million.
That's astounding.
Oh, many lottery winners are often entangled in lawsuits stemming from disputes from family members or coworkers, sometimes over an innocent comment that someone else can misconstrue as an oral agreement. What was my oral agreement with you all?
That we get cars.
No, it was cars or $100,000.
Cars or $100,000.
$100,000,
yeah.
Right?
You said it, I think, on air.
I said it on air, and I meant it. So that is, as far as I'm concerned, that would be the, that would, you know, $100,000, everybody works for me.
Yeah.
In the station. Oh, hell. Maybe the gardener. Who knows? You know, that for $453 million, 60 of it, $60 million right off the top, I would grant the county of Shasta for a jail to go with their $30 million so they can get started on this thing. As long as they call it the Linda and Carl Bott Center for Wayward Children. wayward crooks.
Wayward
in
folk.
Neon, big neon sign that blinks on the side of the building. Okay? And, okay, I said that. So that's an oral agreement. There'd be other people in this town that are doing great things that they're short of money that we would also help out.
Yeah.
I would expect to set up some kind of... we would set up, and Linda's already talked about it, some kind of a foundation that so that at the end of, who knows, 10 years, all the money's gone. They, you know, just gives it away. So, yeah. I mean, not all of it, but most of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my kids are going to be taken care of. I mean, they're already taken care of. They're so smart with money. And, you know, the kids' colleges, you know, down in the state of New Mexico, after you've gone through 1 year of college, from then on, it's free. So, okay. Anyway, the other, we talked about this, you know, on Wednesday we had on with us the chief of police and the mayor and Barry Tippin. I didn't ask anything about the Redding Rancheria thing because it's still in the air. The final judgments haven't come in yet, and it was would have been just kind of a waste of my time and effort to say that, because the only thing they could say is we can't talk about it till the final dispensation of what's happening. Okay, Dolores, I've got 3 minutes.
It won't take me long. I just gonna say if I ever won the lotto, instead of giving it to build a jail, I will help those people who've been wrongly convicted, or families who their children been taken away and given to the opposite of the parent who's not a good parent. I will help those who need help. I will not give any money to the government.
Okay.
But that's me, because I really care about people, because I've been there and done that. Where I, you know, everybody knows about my story, maybe not everybody, but I think those people need help, because, you know, it takes money to go up against government.
It does.
So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh.
I think I'd buy, you know, an armored Humvee.
That'd be pretty sick.
Wouldn't that be cool, driving around town? Maybe something with traps. Mm. Nah, that'd be hard driving in town. Yeah, okay. you know, the sad thing is a lot of people that win lotteries,
they end up bankrupt.
They end up bankrupt. Yep. One of them I saw the other day that won like $4 million was arrested for the murder of his girlfriend.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I mean, because, you know, let's just face it. You get off somebody hands you $50 million,
yeah,
and you're not prepared for it.
Yep.
And you take the money. I mean, every body comes at you,
mm-hmm.
oh, with everything, and you end up 10 years later with nothing.
It's terrible.
It's like professional athletes make all this big bucks, and many times they finish their careers, and within 5 years they don't have any money.
Really?
Like, well, yeah, because they've lived the high life.
Yeah, yeah.
For that, you know, 4 years, 5 years, you know, and most football players, I think, you know, they don't last beyond 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the game, it is a hard game, especially running backs and receivers. And I mean, there's exceptions. They get beat up bad, and they don't last long. The best thing that can happen, and many of them have availed themselves of this, is being able to get into almost like trust that will make sure they have some money at the end of their careers.
Huh.
Yeah, when you think about it. Oh, I just signed for $20 million, and I made 20 the next year and 25 the next year. My knee got shattered. I couldn't play. And,
yeah.
You know, and when you're 25 years old, by the time you're 30, it's gone. Too bad. Hmm. Okay. Like I said, tomorrow, right now we have scheduled Congressman Doug Amalfa. And we had his opponent on Monday, the candidate running against Congressman Max Steiner, the Democrat. I got a lot of different comments about that, about Steiner. He did have some good things to say about voter ID and how it can be done. He's for voter ID, as most Republicans are. So, everybody, have a great day. It's going to be 108 degrees today. It's going to be hot out there. We've had all these days of hot weather. So take care, hydrate, try and stay in the shade as much as possible. God bless America. Well, I won't.